When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Let us turn to Acts 12 chapter, please. Now about that time, I'm beginning at the first verse, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread, the feast of the Passover, recalling and bringing to mind, commemorating their deliverance from Egypt. When he had apprehended Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was in prison, kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him, praying for the impossible, apparently impossible. In a way, kind of write off certain situations mentally as being impossible. But as the angel told Mary, there is nothing impossible with God. Now therefore, dear folks, certain things, of course, we appear like Lilliputians faced with huge obstacles, insurmountable barriers. But, you know, faith in the living Savior is something that must not only possess us, it needs to grow and grow and grow. And I find that my faith always seems to fall short of some of the challenges that the Lord brings to me. So I see the continual need to be asking God, Lord, my faith is not enough. I need real, solid faith. I want to move forward. So here, the church had to face the martyrdom of some of its principal leaders. Now, of course, in the time of the Reformation and in the time, the turbulent times through which Britain passed, there were many martyrs in this land. I don't know if you do want to edify yourself and feel that you should be receiving a real stimulus to your weak love, go to Fox's Book of Martyrs. Turn at any page, but read. And I am so surprised at the dedication of those men and some of the modern martyrs, such as in the Sudan, China, India, and other parts of the world. You know, as a young fellow, I read about the five young men who had gone to the Auca tribe in South America and were summarily killed because that tribe would not allow any stranger to enter their territory. But as a consequence, that the whole tribe turned to Christ, that murderous tribe turned to Christ and began to send out missionaries to other such tribes. That's the triumph of the cross, the triumph of love. Folks, modern life tends to make us kind of overly cuddled and totally spoiled, fussing over everything, fusspots, while some of our brothers and sisters are facing firing squads and laying down their lives. What are you fussing about? Fussing about some trifling thing. You know, when I traveled recently to Burma, one of those officials who was converted as a student in our meetings, he said to me, "I have an official work to do at the border. We are putting up a fence between Burma and India. And that fence is necessary because the insurgents are coming in, killing the forces, unsuspecting forces, because they have their camps in Burma. And they come, kill, and return. And we are not able to do anything about it. So it has been decided to build a fence. And I have to put my head with the other officials in the army to give the go-ahead." So while I traveled to Burma, there was before me a jeep full of soldiers, special black cats, they call them, with automatic weapons, watching out for a sudden attack. And there was another jeep load behind us. So, now I say the angels go before us, and I don't need any of this. But some of those officials have gotten into that from knowing the terrain and the thick jungles and the way people are killed on that road. They take no chances. However, when on the one hand we are seeking to win new souls, enter new territories, there are some others who just want an abundance of idleness. That's how I characterize modern life. All right, stress in the workplace, yes. But there is no purpose with which people seem to live apart from just getting along and paying their bills. Now, my dear friends, I believe that you should work very hard. I do try to work night and day. And I never defer a new challenge. I say, we'll put it into the schedule somehow. So, you know, one of those countries where even the Secretary General of the UNO was refused an interview with that Burmese Nobel laureate. The secretary to the UNO was recently refused. Whereas a small fellow like me, I just went through the border to think of going through to Burma today. And no army in sight, no police there. Maybe there were some plainclothes men. But my dear friends, the kind of battle which the early church had to encounter and face was a battle which meant a lot of suffering and took a lot of faith to overcome. Today, we like to have a lot of faith, but untried faith. When we do not exercise faith, we don't grow in faith. Now, everything appears to be a challenge. 65,000 deaths are forecast from swine flu in Britain. Now, who is happy? The undertakers, yes, and indifferent Christians, and the devil. 65,000. Now, that seems to be preposterous, unacceptable. But that's the forecast. I do hope and trust that such a thing does not happen. But think of this. Herod wanted the principal speaker for of the early church, Peter, to be killed. So he arrested him. The church took up the challenge. If the church wants to take up any challenge today, there are many challenges to take up. You know, when I started preaching as a very young fellow, as a rule, you must not mention idolatry or some of those sins. Nobody would. But I said, I have to deal with this kind of abomination, idolatry. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Let us pray. Let us tell God, Lord, let there not be any hidden sin that brings defeat into my life and shame to your holy name and death in the camp. Death in the camp. 65,000 people expected to die. Lord, we don't want to be a church which is fast asleep. But we want to be a church that opens prison doors, accomplishes the impossible. Gracious Father, please, Lord, have mercy upon us. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.